This is UnNews Sports. Peruvians placed at risk at soccer match. 20 February 2011, Lima, Peru. A metal platform at a soccer stadium nearly collapsed during a youth tournament here, according to state-run news agency Andina. The viewing stand installed in Monumental Stadium in the Atebitarte district was packed with people and started swaying just as the teams were preparing to march in a parade Friday to commence the Copa Crema José Luis Puma Carranza tournament. Organizers said it is typical during these events for spectators to move around and even sway in rhythm, although the wave, or la onda, is not practiced here. But as soon as the people stood still, then the seats stopped moving, and everyone was laughing. There were zero deaths in the incident and zero injuries. Fire Department Commander Alfonso Panizo said the platform met all legal requirements. He said, quote, all requisite payments were made and the facility can be said to be fully inspected, unquote, as he admired his pinky ring. Children who witnessed the near collapse told Andina that the overloaded platform included candy vendors and transvestites. U.S. Ambassador Rose Likens said both are typical components of sporting events in Lima and should not be considered a cause of the near mishap. Peruvian candy is pretty heavy, she said. Not so the transvestites. A group of these staged a protest on Sunday downtown at the Plaza de Armas, where they were confronted by a counter-demonstration of Catholic heavies, but that's neither here nor there. Walter Acevedo, in charge of the Youth Commission at the Sports Center, resigned his position. Quote, I take full responsibility for putting these youngsters at risk. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. And tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.